This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House officials say they will continue to utilize U.S. naval assets to counter Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea, but they say the United States is not looking to go to war with the Iranian-backed Yemen-based rebels. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Tuesday said Washington is not looking for an escalation of hostilities with the Houthi rebels.
They still have time to make the right choice, which is to stop these reckless attacks.
The militants on Tuesday fired an anti-ship ballistic missile into international shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea, striking a Maltese-flagged bulk carrier a day after a similar attack on a U.S.-owned an operated container ship. U.S. Central Command says its forces responded, striking and destroying four Houthi anti-ship ballistic missiles that had been prepared for launch from Yemen. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has launched attacks in Pakistan targeting what it described as bases for a Sunni militant group, potentially further raising tensions in the Middle East already roiled by Israel's war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came out swinging against Russian leader Vladimir Putin at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos on Tuesday.
If anyone thinks this is only about us, this is only about Ukraine, they are fundamentally mistaken. Possible directions and even timeline of a new Russian aggression beyond Ukraine become more and more obvious.
Zelensky, Tuesday at Davos. This is VOA News. Palestinian militants have battled Israeli forces in devastated northern Gaza and launched a barrage of rockets from the south. Tuesday's show of force comes more than 100 days into Israel's massive air and ground campaign in the tiny coastal enclave. The fighting shows how far Israel remains from achieving its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages captured in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. British energy giant Shell has said it will sell its problematic onshore operations in Nigeria. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Shell has agreed to sell its onshore oil and gas business in Nigeria for up to $2.4 billion. Shell has been active in the West African country since the 1930s, but it has for years struggled with hundreds of oil spills at its onshore operations. Nemo Bassi, executive director of Nigerian advocacy group Health of Mother Earth Foundation, said that Shell must own up to its responsibility. That, he said, means full payment for the remediation and restoration of the polluted areas, as well as reparations to the host communities.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The U.S. state of New Hampshire is next after Donald Trump's big win on Monday in Iowa over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The dominating victory in Iowa puts new pressure on second-place finisher Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who was third. Political analyst Dante Scala, who teaches at the University of New Hampshire.
What Nikki Haley has to do over the next 7 days is puncture that feeling of inevitability, not just among Trump voters, but among her own voters.
And what about the Florida governor?
The problem for Ron DeSantis right now is that he really hasn't had a message that he's been transmitting to New Hampshire voters now for a good couple of months.
Because DeSantis was so focused on Iowa, the New Hampshire primary is next Tuesday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of opposition supporters rallied peacefully in the Serbian capital Belgrade on Tuesday in an anti-government protest to demand the annulment of last month's elections, which were described by international observers as unfair. The populist ruling Serbian Progressive Party won nearly 47% of the votes in the snap parliamentary and local elections. But an international monitoring mission said the party gained an unfair advantage through media bias, the improper influence of President Aleksandar Vučić, and voting irregularities such as vote buying. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.